reconciliation to one of his apostles in a very particular way. And like all the gifts that God gives, this gift of reconciliation was given to St. Peter so that he would be a better disciple of Christ. Jesus, in his own particular manner, after commanding St. Peter in regard to the miraculous capture of fish, itself a symbol of the apostles would be fishers of men. And on this, the Lord asked Peter the very simple question, and this question aims at reconciliation. Simon, son of John, do you love me? The fact that Jesus addressed this question to Simon, son of John, instead of Peter, is significant. And St. John the Evangelist, before the answer of Jesus' question is given, refers to this man as Simon Peter. After the answer is given, the evangelist refers to him simply as Peter. We know that the name Peter means rock, and upon this rock, Jesus will build his church. Nonetheless, until Peter repented publicly three times in order to make up for the threefold public denial of Jesus, Peter could not serve our Lord as Jesus wanted him. Only by assuring Jesus that he loved him could he accept the name Peter. But notice all that in Jesus accepting Peter's repentance, he also gives Peter a new command. That he tells Peter to feed my sheep, to tend my sheep, to tend my flock, to feed my sheep. And that we know that Peter, what, he is the Pope, right? The first Pope, the rock on which Christ built his church. And this threefold command is what is kind of the task of the bishop. The threefold task of the bishop or bishops or priests, or parents, right? That we are in our positions, we are what to sanctify, we are to govern, we are to teach. But as Jesus asked this question to Peter in one of the readings of St. Augustine, he said, this question is asked to every one of us. And I'll just read what a little bit here from St. Augustine. So do you imagine that the Lord is not questioning us? Was it Peter the only one who qualified to be questioned, and didn't we? When that reading, this gospel today, is read, every single Christian is being questioned in his heart. When you hear the Lord saying, Peter, do you love me? Think of it as in a mirror and observe yourself there. I mean, what else was Peter doing but standing in the church? Standing in for us. So when the Lord questions Peter, he was questioning us, every one of us, he's questioning the church. Do we love him? Do we love Christ? And in a sense, this is, again, it is kind of a what? It is a kind of a reconciliation, right? That God forgives Peter for denying him three times. And do we ask for forgiveness for the times that we offended our Lord? You know, there's three times that our Lord appears to his disciples after the resurrection. And these three times in the beginning, the disciples don't recognize him. After the resurrection, Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb. The tomb is empty. And she wonders, where is that? And she comes out, and she sees whom she thinks is the gardener. But it's Jesus, right? She doesn't recognize him. The second time, the disciples on the road to Emmaus. They're going down the road and Jesus joins them, but they don't recognize who this man is. It's God. They don't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. And in today's gospel, they see a man standing on the shore, but they don't realize it's the Lord. Do we recognize our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacraments? In the sacraments. Certainly we do, right? Or you wouldn't be here this morning, right? That he's present in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist. He's present here in the congregation, the mystical body of Christ and his word. But do we recognize him? Do we want to recognize his loving forgiveness? giving presence in the sacrament of confession. Do we do that? Do we see his presence? Do we recognize his presence in the sacrament of confession? It's there. And he's saying again to each one of us this morning, do you love me? Do you love me? And if you love me, come to me. Yes, come to the sacraments of the Eucharist and Mass, but come also to the sacrament of confession. It's so difficult at times. So difficult at times. And we live in a world today, you know, it's been said, I know you've heard it before, that we've lost a sense of sin. We lost a sense of sin. And if we lose a sense of sin, in other words, Father John Harden, the late Father John Harden, and said, if we lose a sense of sin, then we're not going to have a need of confession. And if we lose a sense of sin, not only do we don't need a sense of confession, the church may disappear. Because the church is here right to carry on the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps is that why so few people anymore, fewer and fewer people are coming to Mass? Because so many people, they drop away because they see no need of Jesus, a Savior, who saves them from sin. And that's every one of us, we need that forgiveness, God's forgiveness. We need it. And the best way to find that, to receive that, where it is in the sacrament of confession. It's difficult to do at times, but we need that. We need our Lord's forgiveness, we need His mercy, we need His strength. So as we continue our Mass, Easter journey, we pray, right, through the intercession of Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Right? This is the month of May, right, the month of Mary. We pray that through her intercession, all of us Christians, right, we see a great need for Jesus, that we recognize Him more and more in the sacraments, the Eucharist, the source and summit of Christian worship, but also that we see Him certainly in the mystical body of Christ, our presence here. But we recognize Him and see a need for Him in the sacrament of confession. How important that is. And as Jesus gave Peter a new mission, He gives us a mission. Go out and try to bring other people back into the church, right back to Mass. And those who drifted away, and try to bring them back. So as we continue this, our Easter journey, right, we pray, try to do it, right? Can we? Sure. We try, first by our prayers,